Today I'm talking to Paul Gibb, consultant orthopaedic surgeon in Tunbridge Wells, specialising in knee surgery. How are you, first of all? What a time we've been through this last 18 months or so.
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, what surprised me really about the last 18 months is how much surgical work has carried on. And in fact, since the end of the first lockdown, we've been operating not quite as normal, but more or less as normal, and certainly during the last few months.
I mean, it's good to know, but you know, if you watch the news...
Yes.
Yeah. They talk of these horrendous waiting lists, people waiting, you know, years to see a consultant or for their surgery. And you see private and NHS patients.
Yeah.
How are you managing that, Paul?
Well, it's working all right because, fortunately, in the hospitals where I work, which is the Nuffield, which is a private hospital in Tunbridge Wells, and the Horder Centre, which is a treatment centre in Crowborough, because they don't have any departments or medical wards, they're relatively protected from the effects of COVID. So patients attending these hospitals, and certainly those admitted, are all screened negative for COVID, and they have to self-isolate before they come in. So the actual inpatient areas are what's called green areas. They're COVID secure. And all the staff are screened twice weekly for COVID. So that provides us with an element of security that I think patients value. And that's the only reason we've been able to carry on working. And of course, that luxury isn't available in an acute hospital.
Okay, so someone who's listening to this,
yes,
who has a painful knee, wants to see somebody.
Yeah.
They're probably even having problems seeing their own GP,
yeah,
apart from getting to you.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone in that situation?
Right, so we are worried because there's a large number of people out in the community who've either been afraid to seek advice earlier on in the COVID crisis or have been unable to obtain advice more recently. And I would encourage them, if you're concerned, make contact with your GP. GPs now have very sophisticated ways of reviewing patients, not necessarily in person, so they have online consultations. There are physiotherapists providing consultations on behalf of GPs. But they will see you, make an assessment, and if you need to be seen by a surgeon, they can arrange it. And there are various pathways that people can pursue, both private and NHS. And they're all still working, but they're working under strain at the moment because of the crisis and the backlog that everyone is experiencing.
So struggling on and trying to be a hero, thinking, oh, everyone's so overburdened, I don't want to bother them, is probably not the best thing. If you have got a painful knee, you do need to have it looked at.
Yeah, I think that applies to all medical conditions. So we're concerned about patients who have not sought advice with all sorts of symptoms, you know, heart symptoms, gut symptoms, knee symptoms. So yes, now's the time to seek advice, absolutely.
Okay, so I've had an inquiry from a young chap called Richard.
Yes.
Now, he saw a specialist about a year ago, just at the beginning of the pandemic. He was told he's got a damaged ACL meniscal tear to his knee. Actually, the pain's not that severe.
Yes.
And he's kind of lived with it. Doesn't seem to cause him too many problems, but he's now thinking perhaps he should do something about it. Is that particular problem ever going to resolve itself?
Yeah, it's interesting. So some people learn to accommodate injuries by avoiding those activities that produce the symptoms. For instance, he might no longer be playing football that he enjoyed before or taking part in other sporting activities. So it's very much an individual thing, but symptoms, if they are still there, any symptoms, that's worth seeking advice about, because a surgeon will give him an opinion on whether anything needs to be done. And if he says, look, I'm coping perfectly well, most surgeons would say, well, in that case, carry on until or unless it becomes a big enough problem to warrant an operation. So no one's going to be pushing in the direction of operation if he's managing perfectly well without. And there are some people, believe it or not, who can manage perfectly well even when they've damaged their cruciate ligament.
So he's not going to do more damage by ignoring it?
He's unlikely, as long as it's not hurting him or the knee is giving way. If either of those are happening, he should be seeking advice here.
Okay. I think it gives him trouble when he's bouncing on the trampoline, he said.
Maybe he should be, if he wants to carry on bouncing on the trampoline, maybe he should be seeking advice.
We've had another inquiry from a chap who's called Chris. Yeah. Now Chris has been told, he was told 2019, before all this kicked off, that his knee was in a poor state, that he is looking at a knee replacement. The specialist said, yes, you will at some point need a knee replacement. It's actually not that painful. Again, he's soldiered on. But the problem is his knee started to, his leg is bending in from the knee, and so his gait has changed. Should he not ignore that?
Well, that's interesting, because there are different types of knee arthritis that cause different groups of symptoms. So, for instance, there's a very common knee arthritis that occurs in men and women that gives you a bowed leg and a very painful knee. And those patients often present and their main symptom is pain. And the pain becomes difficult to manage, becomes intrusive, causes disability, and then they become candidates for knee replacement. There's another group of patients who have an arthritis that causes a knock-knee deformity, and they present with a different constellation of symptoms. They have often what they describe as tiredness or weakness in the knee rather than pain, and sometimes their knee gives way and becomes unreliable, and they start to become wary when they're walking down slopes or on uneven ground, and sometimes will even resort to using a stick or walking poles. Those people, they can be a problem because they present late sometimes, and if deformity starts to progress, they can become more difficult to treat successfully. So they have a different type of symptom, and I certainly have done knee replacements on people whose main complaint is weakness, tiredness or instability of the knee, who've got a progressive knock knee deformity. So maybe he should be thinking about it in those terms.
Okay.